USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia claims to gain control of the Luhansk region in eastern Ukraine, some are skeptical of Ukraine's goal to regain all territory seized by Russia. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Strategic Communications National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby says that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is the one who will decide when a ceasefire with Russia is appropriate.
Even President Zelensky will tell you the time is not now for those discussions, and certainly President Putin has shown no indication that he's interested in negotiated talks. In fact, quite the contrary, he continues to not only lash out in the Donbass, but conducts airstrikes now in places like Kyiv.
According to the latest AAA station survey, the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is $4.81 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
4th of July fireworks are an annual tradition, but also a yearly concern, especially for states in the West facing drought conditions, which are prime for sparking wildfires. A team of scientists signed a letter imploring Americans and cities across the western United States to pause their fireworks celebrations. And Flagstaff, Arizona is listening by holding a laser light show in lieu of a large fireworks display.
The laser light show will be set to music. It'll be festive. It'll be fun. And I think it will check the boxes for a 4th of July celebration.
Sarah Langley, Flagstaff City spokesperson, that audio courtesy of News Nation. Minnesota detectives are conducting a homicide investigation after four bodies are pulled from a lake north of St. Paul. The exact cause of death has not yet been determined. Authorities believe the deaths are the result of a triple murder-suicide. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As educators prepare for the upcoming school year, what exactly is being taught in the classroom? From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As the education system of our kids continues to be examined, are the young ones getting an education that will prepare them for the future? Quisha King on Fox News is the senior director at Moms for America.
Children across the country are not reading at a fourth grade level. A fourth grade level by the time that they are in fourth grade. And so, I mean, that is astonishing that America is producing children and graduating children that cannot read at levels that they need to. It is very important that we pay attention to not only, you know, the social issues, but actually what are they learning when they are in these government schools? Are they getting what they need to be prepared for the next phases of life?
Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean ride is open once again after a four-month closure. The ride was shut down at the beginning of March for regular maintenance and reopened Friday. Fans were happy to see Johnny Depp's Captain Jack Sparrow animatronic still on the ride after his recent legal battles with ex-wife Amber Heard. And finally, if you are traveling over the summer, please remember, take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.